Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dundee. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, drop me a line at david@fmr.co.za and you can find me on @DavidDundee on most social media channels. That's DavidDundee and the podcast on fmr.co.za. Mid-range mobile phones aren't what they used to be. The reality is they're way better. Take the Honor X9B I've just had on test. Now, Honor is a Chinese company, formerly a subsidiary of Huawei. The spin-off company gets past Huawei's biggest limitation, which is its legal issues with the United States, preventing Android and Google running on them. So this so-called mid-range phone, which has a bigger, better screen than my top-of-the-line iPhone Pro 14 Pro Max, with its two SIM card holders, a way better battery life, and better drop resistance. The camera is better too at 108 megapixels, but there are circumstances in artificial light where the Honor gets things wrong software-wise, and the pics can be a bit grainy. But in good lighting, and ironically in nighttime, terrible lighting, it is way better than the Apple. The Honor goes to, well, you get the picture. Let's talk specs for those who care. It comes with a 30-watt charger that'll get you from empty to full in just over 2 hours. It has an octa-core Qualcomm SM6450 Snapdragon 6 Generation 1 4 nanometer processor with 12 gig RAM and 8 gig more of something called Honor Turbo RAM, 256 gigabytes of storage, a 6.78 inch AMOLED FHD Plus display, which, as I said, is bigger and brighter than my iPhone Pros, and all of this in a high-quality case. My test unit was a garish coral orange, but subdued colors are fortunately available. The cameras protrude at the back in a centered circle and look far more resolved and jeweled design-wise than anything on an Apple. The phone comes with a soft case, looks like a high-end Samsung, is super fast, can be opened with the usual code or pattern or face recognition or screen-embedded fingerprint reader, and it is water and drop resistant. All of this with a 3-day battery life, and it costs about 11,000 Rand. It's hard to argue for paying more for a phone. The only tricks it misses, quite frankly, is novelty folding or AI features. Consider buying one. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, or just to comment, david@fmr.co.za and find me on @DavidDondi on my social media channels. That's DavidDondee and the podcast on fmr.co.za.